Welcome to Luma Digest. I'm Noura. Right, so before I get into the stories today, I need to tell you about something Marc Andreessen said this week that's been rattling around in my head. He was on the Latent Space podcast, and there's this moment where he just casually drops what might be the most important architectural insight about AI agents I've heard in months. He says, "An agent is just a language model, plus a Unix shell, plus a file system, plus Markdown, plus a cron job. That's it. No fancy protocols, no complex middleware. Just the latent power of systems we've understood for 50 years, now unlocked by AI that can actually use them. Your agent stores its state in files. It can inspect and modify its own code. It can migrate to different runtimes. It can extend itself. And here's the bit that properly got me. People are already giving their agents bank accounts and watching them rewrite firmware on robot dogs. This isn't science fiction. This is happening now. What Andreessen's saying is that we've been over-engineering this. The breakthrough isn't more complexity. It's less. It's recognizing that the primitives were already there. We just needed something smart enough to use them. The episode is 90 minutes and honestly worth every second. He talks about proof of human systems, why founder-led companies with AI superpowers might replace traditional management structures, and why this time actually is different. But the Unix shell insight, that's the one that changes how you think about building. If you're working with agents at all, listen to this one, full stop. Okay, so completely different corner of the tech world now, but stay with me because this connects. A robotics startup called Maximo, incubated by the energy company AES, just installed 100 megawatts of solar capacity in California using autonomous robots. 100 megawatts. To put that in perspective, that's enough power for about 20,000 homes. And here's what stood out to me. The robots aren't just following pre-programmed paths. They're using AI vision to handle real-world challenges. Dust, wind, glare, the kind of stuff that makes outdoor automation genuinely hard. They're placing panels with sub-millimeter accuracy, and they're doing it fast. Crews installed as many as 24 modules per shift hour per person, nearly double the traditional rate in that region. This is the kind of work that's physically demanding, highly repetitive, and frankly, exactly what robots should be doing. But what I keep coming back to is the architecture underneath. These robots aren't operating in a controlled lab. They're working in wind and variable light and real dirt, and they're adapting. That's the pattern we're seeing everywhere now. Not robots replacing humans in clean rooms, but robots handling the messy, repetitive stuff so people can focus on the parts that actually need judgment. The takeaway? Autonomous systems are moving from demos to deployment. And when they do, they're doubling productivity in real environments. Worth thinking about for any physical workflow in your business. Right, let me lighten things up a bit. Google released Gemma 4 this week under Apache 2.0, which means it's a real open weights release. You can download it, run it locally, modify it, use it commercially. No strings attached. There are two versions, a 26 billion parameter sparse mixture of experts model that runs on consumer hardware, and a 31 billion parameter dense model for serious workloads. And here's what impressed me. The ecosystem was ready on day one. Support landed immediately in VLLM, Llama.cpp, Llama, Unsloth, across hardware from Intel Xeon to Apple Silicon. People were running benchmarks and building applications within hours of release. I saw tests where folks were running the model locally and getting genuinely useful output for front-end generation, agentic tool use, multimodal reasoning, the kinds of tasks that usually need cloud APIs. That's a different game entirely. No latency, no API costs, no data leaving your machine. If you're working in privacy-sensitive industries, healthcare, legal, finance, this is your green light. The barrier to entry for serious local AI just dropped. Again. But here's where it gets interesting. The same week Google opened up Gemma 4, Anthropic announced they're restricting Claude subscriptions from using third-party harnesses like OpenClaw, effective April 4th, which is today. Subscription users need to move to separate pay-as-you-go billing if they want to use these tools. The reason? System strain and capacity management. Now, to be fair to Anthropic, this makes sense from their infrastructure perspective. Harnesses can create unpredictable load patterns. They need to manage capacity. But the timing is striking. Google releases a powerful open model with no restrictions, and Anthropic tightens access to their closed one. What I keep coming back to is this. If you're building on someone else's API, you're building on someone else's schedule. And when priorities shift, your access can shift with them. The takeaway? Diversify your dependencies. If your entire product relies on one provider's goodwill, you're carrying risk you might not have priced in. Ask yourself, would your business survive if that API tripled in price tomorrow or restricted how you use it? Because that's not hypothetical anymore. Right. One more and then I'll let you go. Brain Corp released BrainOS Clean 2.0 this week in partnership with Tenant, and buried in the announcement is something quietly significant. They've introduced something called Self-Path AI. It enables autonomous floor cleaning robots to independently navigate and adapt to dynamic environments without manual route training, which means you don't need to walk the robot through the space first, you just turn it on and it figures it out. Deployment speed improved by 300%, coverage improved by 22%. That's the difference between a specialist tool and something anyone can use. And I keep thinking about this in the context of everything else we've talked about today. The solar robots adapting to wind and dust, the agents using Unix shells instead of custom protocols, the open models running locally without complex infrastructure. The pattern is simplification, not dumbing down, but removing the artificial complexity that's been gating adoption. When a cleaning robot can train itself, when an agent is just a shell script with a language model, when a cutting-edge AI runs on your laptop, we're not making things less powerful, we're making them accessible, and that's when real adoption happens. So, stepping back from all of that, here's what I keep coming back to. We're watching the barrier to entry collapse across multiple domains simultaneously. Robotics, agents, local AI, all of them moving from specialist tools to things anyone can deploy. The question isn't whether your industry will be affected, it's whether you'll be ready when it happens. Something to think about this weekend. That's your Luma Digest for this afternoon. Thanks for listening. Links in the show notes.